We're going to check in now on a man who has served his country both in and out of uniform. We profiled him this summer on Morning Edition in our series, Those Who Serve. Darrell St. George left his high school teaching post on Long Island to become a U.S. Navy corpsman, a medic for the U.S. Marines.
And I loved teaching. It was a great job, but I felt like something was missing. I felt compelled to serve.
That's Darrell St. George talking to NPR's Tom Bowman in July at a dusty combat outpost in southern Afghanistan. Darrell St. George had 1 month left in his deployment to Afghanistan and said that when he came home, he planned to visit the school where he had taught. Earlier this month, he kept that promise. A few weeks ago, an NPR producer met Darrell St. George when he went back to Northport High School. He saw other teachers.
Thank you for everything.
No.
You are doing so many wonderful things for all of us.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you. I think about you all the time.
And he got something of a hero's welcome. But a year ago, when he just quit his job to sign up to serve, Darrell St. George says many teachers seemed angry. Here's his friend, Jim DeRosa, another social studies teacher.
My first reaction is why? Why would you do this? You know, like, you're making such a difference here. You're so respected here. You've changed lives here. You know, and I was saying that out of concern for my friend. You know, I was very worried that he was going to be hurt.
Darrell St. George came back safely, and he wanted to talk to the students about what he'd learned and why he had served. Northport High School students were barely tots when the Twin Towers were attacked. 9/11 is a history lesson. But when Darrell St. George saw those towers burn, he felt a personal obligation to serve. They wanted the students to understand that.
I have to get this right because, you know, when we think about what we lost and the people we lost, but also for the kids, like, I also wanted to make sure I could inspire them. So, you know, it was very overwhelming and hoping that I'd be able to achieve those objectives.
Yeah.
Still not there yet. Still have to talk.
And then it was time to talk.
You have to care. So I guess I ask you today, what do you care most about? What moves you? What inspires you? Ask that question. And again, you don't need to know the answer. The important thing is that you're asking the question. And you're actively going out there and making a difference in some way. It doesn't have to be in uniform.
You could be in business, he told them, an artist, teacher.
St. George, thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Take care of yourself, all right? Yeah. See you later. Thanks.
A few students asked questions. Did Darrell St. George reach them with that lesson for which he'd risked his life? A great teacher knows you can't know that for years. Many students will be unmoved, but a few might remember his words for the rest of their lives. Darrell St. George is back now with his unit at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. He plans to teach again, but that's 3 years off. This next year, he could be sent anywhere, including back to Afghanistan.
Who knows what will happen in Afghanistan in a year's time? So when people ask me, I'm intentionally vague because I don't know myself.
Actually, Darrell St. George seems to know himself pretty well.